Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
Isn't the point of traveling to get away from it all? To feel the best you've ever felt? Then maybe you should check out Aruba. You'll spend your time relaxing on cool, white, sandy beaches and floating in healing blue water. You'll meet locals brimming with gratitude for an island that redefines what a paradise can be. When your trip comes to an end, you won't need another vacation because you just had the vacation. That's the Aruba effect. Plan your trip at aruba.com.
Welcome to the Shutdown Forecast. This is, I think, our next to last installment of 40 to 40, y'all. Our preview series
of what?
40 for 40.
That's what I thought you said.
That's right. The penultimate episode of our bold preview series. We used to release these in like 40 different episodes. Man, that was stupid.
Was it?
No, it was amazing. Stop it.
It's like calling...
Apologized for creating this once. I'm not going to do it that many more times.
I mean, if anything, we would have been bolder and said, they're all two-parters, and now you have to download 80 podcast episodes.
It's an audio slideshow.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And
then we could have jammed all the ads into one episode that's just ads.
I think this is, by the way, I'm just going to put this out there.
Wait, can we do that?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
I mean, we can.
I think we should put them out.
I could do a 40-minute podcast about Cowbucker at this point.
That's fair.
We should put them out as individual mixtapes, each of them.
Sure.
Right? And if it's one that is just, you know, sometimes we do these and they were like 2 minutes long,
yep,
right?
Yep.
For instance, like, what were you going to say about the Camellia Bowl other than like, you know, oh, mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah.
Probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Tiny stadium. That's it.
Sure. But if it was good...
If we had an actual SoundCloud, we could drop them individually without screwing things up. Don't tempt me.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is that they could all be the same length. We just slow down the audio so that they were all like 10 minutes.
Oh.
So we're about to...
Right. Like when you listen to the chipmunks in their mm-hmm. original form.
We would chop and screw them, right, if we needed to.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually done that? Because Dave is terrifying when you put on like a children's record player.
Yeah, there's a reason Dave and Devil have most of the same letters.
Ah. I say children's record player because only children have record players. You can reach me at 38 Godfrey.
He
shares this opinion.
He definitely has a record player.
I said he shares this opinion.
I'm pretty sure they don't let you live in his neighborhood unless you have a record player and a good stack of vinyl.
No, I think you have to have a leather apron, and he doesn't have a beard, so that's another point against him.
I haven't pickled anything in months! You're evicted! You're evicted! Hipster police aside...
I'm sorry, I'm just strafing right now because I just got back from the hometown grocery store run, which is the greatest, most perilous task of any holiday visit.
But you avoided contact.
No.
Oh,
I took two L's. I took two L's. It's usually either a teacher who never liked me or the mother of someone I slept with who never liked me.
Sure.
And this time it was...
Can I ask a personal question? Does that Venn diagram have a middle?
Sometimes.
Yes!
Listen, y'all know my mom's a teacher, right? That means all my friends are teachers' kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It happens. And we all went to drama school. It is all intermingled. We actually did try to map this one summer with like a foam board and yarn and tacks. It got really disgusting. But anyway, today it was my ninth grade math teacher which I think I read The Stand most of the way through ninth grade math, and a creepily religious former Girl Scout troop chaperone, which one of our off-season episodes needs to be about the time I accidentally joined a white supremacist Girl Scout troop, excuse me, a sovereign citizen Girl Scout troop. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to say that. Jason, what is our perfectly formed idea for this block of bowls?
Have we ever had a perfectly formed idea?
All our ideas were perfectly formed. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Do you mean the list of games, or what are we getting at here?
What's the concept?
Our organizing principle.
Okay.
The rare alley-oop drop.
It wasn't so much a drop as it was Jason started wandering off the court being like, no, wait, are we playing basketball?
That was like when you have a mastiff or some large breed dog that doesn't understand fetch and you throw them the ball and they're like, I'm going to go nap over here. That makes way more sense than whatever the hell.
From my perspective, I was going up for the alley-oop and what you threw at me was a turkey.
That's fair too.
Which I would appreciate.
Dunk the turkey.
So the first thing we did was we did the pre-Christmas bowls. That's easy and obvious. Then we did the assorted grab bag, and then we did all the war bowls. This leaves us two groups, and these are probably the two most obvious groups. Today's are the location bowls that we have. And I think we've added an additional gimmick on top of that because clearly we are very good at consistent ideas and just keep them coming. The more advanced and complex, the better.
So among these bowls we have, I think a few that are indisputably locations, and we're going to talk about them as if they were video game levels because that's what they merit on the whole. So we have the Texas, the Sun, the Music City, Mobile, Camping World, Birmingham, Arizona. I guess Belk is a location.
And a state of mind.
What is that state of mind?
It's an emotion.
If one is operating on the Belk plane, what does that mean?
The Belk plane is realizing that you'll never again be able to fit into pants that don't have pleats.
Wow. I think the Belk plane is simply PLAIN.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You can buy some pretty ratty stuff from Belk online, actually.
I'm going to move to
Yeah, like we did a, I forget what it was. I think it was like.
Wait. Are you talking about like no iron khakis?
I'm talking about like a camo blazer.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think the world of in-store Belk versus online Belk are very different things.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they probably hold that privilege back for in-store purchases. Like if I walk in and I'm buying the camo blazer, they're just going to let it slide, right?
Right.
They're going to be like, yeah, dude, just swap. But if somebody else who doesn't have quite that attitude tries to pull it off, right, it's not happening.
I mean,
Ryan, are you going on dark web Belk?
I have privileges given to me by the government that I'm not allowed to discuss.
So you're like hiring assassins with Belk coin?
Yeah. Belk coin. There's a lot. I have gone to Belk.com. I have searched camo. Let's do a quick Price is Right game. Holly, closest without going over, how many results came up for just camo? C-A-M-O.
Just camo?
Yeah.
Oh, what is this? Kabelka's?
Damn it.
Sorry. Wow. I'm actually not sorry, and I'm only going to get worse. 87.
Okay. Jason.
900.
Spencer.
I'm going to go 73.
256. Holly is the winner. There are 256 camo items.
Wait, is that me?
No, he's playing music.
The showcase music.
Yeah, he's playing the showcase music.
This is what it's like to not be next to Spencer.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys should talk about where you are.
Ooh, there's...
Snuggled up for the holidays.
There's a four-piece luggage set of camo. Only one...
I actually do need new luggage.
Only, originally, $330, only $168.30 after coupon.
This is, I think, by the way, the response about deciding how to organize these bowls. It's not our fault.
No.
Because, by name, these are the laziest bowls. They just decided that in order to name the bowl game... They would just name it after, all right, in some places they named it after a very specific place, And kudos for you for getting off the couch to get the remote, okay? Some of y'all didn't even, like, lift your head off the pillow because what are we supposed to do with the Sun Bowl? You named the whole damn thing after a star. The Texas Bowl. What part of Texas? Gestures wildly around you. And the Arizona Bowl. What are you supposed to do with that?
The Birmingham Bowl is specific.
Kind of, but even then, there's two of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know how many stars there are in the universe?
Yeah.
And this is a bowl game named after one of them. How much more specific can you probably get?
But I would prefer it was the Beetlejuice Bowl.
I mean, that would be better and more specific.
Yeah.
That'd be equally specific.
So I want to start with the Arizona Bowl with an interesting piece of Arizona history. Because this is the only thing I have to contribute to this podcast. This bowl is Georgia State versus Wyoming. I don't really have much to offer there, except that if their fans go to that, good for them. I don't know why, but good for them. Is this the one played in a baseball stadium? One of the like the remaining two played in a baseball stadium? I think it is. Anyway. So when Arizona was trying to get in the union.
No time to look that up.
No.
No.
When Arizona was trying to get in the union, I guess the way – I don't know if this is still how it works because it's not a thing we do that much anymore. But they submitted a proposed state constitution to Congress. And it was like fairly progressive for the time. It had direct election of senators. It had recall. And it had women's suffrage in it. And the and Congress said, nope, we will not let you in the union with this constitution.
We can't let you in the union wearing that hat.
Correct. So they went back, they took out all the things that Congress had a problem with, and Congress was like, great, you're in the union. And right after that, they went back to the state constitution and put all the original shit in anyway. And that's how Arizona gave women the vote 8 years before the rest of the country did. Because they were just shady as hell.
The justification at the time, by the way, had to be something really uncharitable and enlightened. It had to be something like, what if the husband could vote twice?
Right. Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. I'm sure it was shitty in many regards because everything was at this point in history.
Most of my cows are male, so this won't be an issue.
We've also
that was my Arizona voice. I don't know.
We need a varmint vote. Let's let varmints vote. Yeah.
So if we're thinking of these as video game levels, I think the Arizona Bowl is definitely one of the earlier levels where you're learning the controls. Things are mostly flat. Like there's not too much out there. You know, you're maybe like, oh, you got to get through this golf course and don't only break three Chihuly exhibits or something like that. I think it is like your level 1.2 to 1.4, somewhere in that range.
I'm going to give this the
right side.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, on the bright side, I think Ryan just invented Chihuly Golf.
Is that like very expensive miniature golf on a large scale?
$3.2 million a round.
I was going to say, I think Steve Wynn is setting this up on the roof of his Vegas properties.
Can I confess?
Raining down broken glass on all the hospitality employees striking for living wages.
All right, I really want to confess something.
Yeah.
Every time I've walked into that casino, my first instinct has been to just hammer the shit out of everything. I mean, it's beautiful glass and everything, but there's some part of me that's just like, God, give me a box of rocks.
Sure, sure.
Please.
Yeah. And now if you have golf balls,
excited about this.
Surely
this
golf.
Was it Bob Ellinger who said every person who rides It's a Small World should get like a basket of softballs on the way in?
Yeah.
Chihuly Golf is going to be how we save the company. You're welcome, company.
Chihuly Golf!
We didn't say which company. Merry Christmas.
I have a couple of other questions about this bowl game that relate to video games.
Sure.
And this is directed at Jason. Jason, have you been to the Tucson area?
Yes.
Okay, is this not the Death Stranding Bowl, the walking simulator in the middle of nowhere?
We've got to connect Tucson and Tempe and Phoenix, and
like
no
Tucson.
One is brave enough to walk outside.
I too you, like.
You've got
Tucson.
To do it.
I remain the only one of us standing for Tucson.
No, I
don't have any particular problem with Tucson.
Yeah, I like Tucson, but it is also the bowl game location that most resembles I'm post-apocalyptic nuclear waste, because it's an actual desert, y'all. There's like actual, like, there's tremendous amounts of empty space to explore around Tucson. So let's
talk about your prepositions there, because you said, I like Tucson, but it's an apocalyptic wasteland. And what I think you mean is, I like Tucson and it's an apocalyptic wasteland.
Because, right.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that the Arizona, if we're doing all these as video game levels, and like perhaps this is the first one, tutorial element to it, like Ryan said, that sounds like Sedona, Arizona to me, because your hand is being held. It's extremely touristy.
Yep.
Everything is very safe. 10 feet away is wilderness you could die in. But mm-hmm. just push A when we tell you to push A.
Right. Take this crystal. It will help you.
Sit in this pink Jeep. This pink Jeep is going to ride to the edge of the crater to hell. Mm-hmm. Don't take one false step and you will die, but stay in the pink Jeep. The pink Jeep tutorial.
Yeah. Jason or Holly, what would you place as like the next level of difficulty amongst these bulls?
Would it be funny if it just stayed alphabetical and like the game designer's like, yeah, we no, we meant to do that.
I mostly like that because if you're doing that, then you're suggesting playing in Texas is more challenging than playing on the sun.
Yeah,
the developers wouldn't it be? The locations on purpose would explain why the alphabetical order goes state, department store, city, RV dealer,
right?
Additional mm-hmm. Alabama city.
It's a game that expands and contracts. And
yeah, the sun doesn't have open carry laws, and that's why Texas is the harder level.
Mm. Well, I mean, who has ever really conquered Texas, if you think about it? Fair. Whereas the sun, does our bidding every day.
Whataburger. Just Whataburger.
So the Belk is then the next level.
Belk would be level
journey?
2.
Okay.
Yeah. You're. It's a. I think it's like a property escort mission kind of thing. You know, uh-huh. you got to smuggle this stuff. And
it's a fetch quest.
Well, I'm thinking because Virginia Tech and Kentucky are there, and those are two contraband friendly fan bases.
Right. Right.
So the bridge I was trying to draw at the top of the show is Belk is also a high degree of difficulty danger in terms of running into an older person that you know who doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm. I would also do this. The Belk contains in what you see in level 2, which is the first boss, and that would be Lynn Bowden. Right? Mm-hmm. You have to get around Lynn Bowden. One cannot get around Lynn Bowden.
Right. But the advantage you have is at this point, Lynn Bowden's so tired.
He's so tired. And if you remember, the trick is...
Yeah, he's tired, but they got a betting department, man.
That's true, but you have to stay back from him mm-hmm. because the throwing weapons, a little inaccurate.
Right.
He doesn't use them very often.
Right. Does Lynn Bowden join your party, though?
Oh, that's mm-hmm. a good wrinkle. Like, he's the boss you defeat, and by doing so, like, oh, the Belk spell wore off. Thank you.
I respect you.
This only happens, like, this has got to be one of those ultra-rare Magic the Gathering cards. Because, I mean, if you find Lynn Bowden, game over, man.
I'm sorry I threw all those woven belts at you.
So, like, he looks around and he realizes, like, they've been forcing me to do everything here. With you, the one thing I like to do. You know, so he just prefers to join your team.
Right.
This is just because we won't want to be friends with him, and I'm fine with that. So let's add it.
Yeah, because we don't want to defeat Lynn Bowden.
Yeah.
Bud Foster does belong. Like, his final place
Bowden.
Bud Foster's final place should be in a Belk. like I kind of picture you going into a Virginia area.
Bury me in housewares. They have lunchboxes there.
I picture his corpse, like, encased in glass. Like, just in a random Virginia Belk location. They're like, oh, yeah. He always had the most sensible pants.
He's the he's also definitely the guy who's like, the tool section's all clearance. No one ever goes back there. You can get some good stuff.
Yes, Bud Foster is the one who like shows you how to use your inventory.
Yeah.
He's like, look how many spots there are.
If you drink more beers, you unlock you unlock more room.
He's the one who gives you your inventory. He hands you your lunch pail.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
That can somehow hold like 9 shields.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can carry 23 cases of Bud Ice.
Right. Do I need consistent offense in here? No. No, you don't.
I would like another kind of beer. Here's another case of Bud Ice.
So what is the Birmingham Bowl then? What is its equivalent?
Oh.
Okay, so I have an answer for this.
Yeah.
The Birmingham Bowl is based, let's see, it's in the city of Birmingham, which has itself hills all around it, and then has big roads leading down into a kind of bombed out sort of...
They got a big statue of a Greek god.
It's Fallout.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, you've got red team, blue team, it's Myst.
Wow.
I mean, we could do that, but Myst... Remember, Myst has sort of enchanted...
No, beautiful... It's Myst. M-I-S-S-E-D. Get it?
Okay. Here's the thing to remember. Myst sucks, and being in Birmingham sucks.
Yeah.
Does involve reading books, though.
That's why Cincinnati's can't be here.
Yeah, Bear Bryant has... There are books about Bear Bryant.
Many.
It does, not to actually talk about football on accident. It sucks that Cincinnati's in this bowl. Cincinnati had such a good year, and your fucking reward is here. Go play this like corpse of a Boston College team, which actually can be kind of fun on offense, but I think AJ Dillon's leaving and won't be even playing in the game. Like, in the Birmingham Bowl. What a fucking reward.
Also, like, you're headless, right? Your coach just got fired. You're from Boston.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, guess what? You're going someplace warmer than Boston for the bowl game. Okay, cool. Where? Birmingham.
Garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, they should have gotten Auburn's spot in the Outback Bowl. I know that's not how it works, but I would have loved to see Cincinnati, Minnesota, and just, like, so many angry Midwestern dads in Tampa. Being like, I'll prove something to anyone.
Are they going to Vestavia Bowling? Speaking of Midwestern proving things, one usual recurring team activity for the week is going to Vestavia Hills Bowling.
Sure.
You know, so congratulations, Cincy. You have like one of the best seasons in school history, and you get to go to Vestavia Hills Bowling.
You get to go bowling, and it's just like you put all this together, and it's like the worst Price is Right. Showcase possible. You're going to Birmingham and spending a night at the bowling alley.
So I think the bowling alley, that is our video. First of all, Birmingham, I'm sorry I said it sucks there. Birmingham is fine.
Birmingham is fine because it is not many other cities in Alabama.
Yeah.
But like, I think the bowling thing, that is how you make it through this level. You have to defeat the bare ass bowl trophy god.
Oh right, yeah.
In bowling,
Vulcan. You have to out bowl Vulcan.
Yeah, and he's like extremely confident about his bowling abilities.
Sure. And the animation on his ass is amazing because remember, right. Vulcan is probably I think the largest and most famous ass in the world because there's the front of it that faces the road, but then if you go around the backside, all cheeks. It's just a tremendous amount of man
cheeks.
It's
the opposite of the Jerry Richardson statue.
Yeah, which doesn't have enough cheeks.
Which has no ass.
No ass.
Vulcan all ass.
Jerry's butt died so that Vulcans could live. Also, the jiggle physics on this thing.
It's amazing.
The camping world is
By the way, Jason, this is definitely a Hideo Kojima game, right? The man cheek jiggle physics are incredible.
Yeah.
Well, there are two Kojima things here because there's that, yes, which I had already forgotten in my brain, even though I was the one who said it. So thank you, Spencer, for putting it back in there. Now it's stored. The other Kojima thing is when I put Camping World in this column, I wasn't thinking of RV dealership. I was literally thinking of a planet where everyone camps.
So planet home.
I was thinking Camping World, how Kojima would say it. You got to go to Camp World.
Do you know that this is of these levels, this is the one that has come closest to actually existing? They came in like 2006.
Camping World?
Yes. In 2006, the original founder of Camping World, a guy named like Steve Garvin or some shit, was like, we're starting a place in Kentucky, in Franklin, Kentucky, called Garvin's. And he said it was going to be a combo of Disney, Bass Pro Shops, and the Camping World stores. It was going to have, amongst many other things, a 5-story permanent RV show, like a permanent RV expo, and a camping museum. What the fuck is a camping museum?
Oh, that's when you bronze the parts of people that you find.
Okay.
I'm just waiting. Go back to the 5-story RV.
It was like 650,000 square feet. And that, so they announced this in 2006, and then the recession hit. So they couldn't build camping. They
God damn it.
The real camp. But this could have been a real thing. And I am so confident Camping World would have demanded that their bowl game be played in Kentucky
on the fifth story.
100%. 100%.
So what happens on the fifth story of Camping World? Like, are helicopters flying in RVs? And
I guess so.
Is that where?
Man, that would have made for a great Fast and Furious movie. One that's all in RVs and it's very slow.
I think that the RVs progress from new to oldest as they get toward the top. And then if they go unsold, the salesperson and the RV are both pushed off, right? So they just get increasingly desperate and decadent as they get to the top.
And then the pile of discarded RVs grows higher and higher, and that's how the uprising begins.
That's right.
They storm the elites in the RV palace.
Yeah.
We've made an entire video game story.
Workers
right there.
Of the Camping World, unite.
Yeah.
Camping World, also, that sounds like human history as of like 5 million years ago or whatever. All we did.
Yeah, you know who was good at camping? Everyone 5,000 years ago.
So everyone until we started planting plants in the ground.
So Camping World is also, if you think about it, already an existing video game, and that's the Oregon Trail. Like, that's Camping World, the game. And if you have to, like, and I think the two teams in this game are sort of the two perfect examples of how you can play this game. You can be the banker. That's Notre Dame. Where you're just like, I don't really know how to shoot, but I have a lot of money and I'll pay you for your food.
I'll pay a buffalo for its pounds of meat.
Right, right. Or you could be Iowa State, which is like being a farmer or something, where you're like, I have no money, but look at all this beer I can carry back to the West. No, it says bear. No, it doesn't. I shot a beer.
I shot a bear so hard it bled beer. Hey, bear, put down my beer.
Bear's like, thank you. This is also, by the way, you're talking about like things that suck. Okay.
Camping sucks.
I have no sympathy for Brian Kelly at all.
Oh, okay.
Ever. Objectively though.
Wow, what a different change up.
How bold.
Yeah. How do you speak such bold truths? Mm-hmm. What gives you the courage to say these things? But like, if you're a Notre Dame fan, you've won 10 games for like, I think the fourth year in a row at this point, and the rest of the nation is still like, nah, fuck off. Whatever. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You're lucky to be in the Camping World Bowl.
Lucky to be in the Camping World Bowl. This is, though, I think at ground level, we forget what the experience of these things is like for the people who go to them and sort of just think of them as like, oh, is it going to be a good show or not? Or, haha, you're going to Orlando again. This is awesome for like Notre Dame and Iowa State. Like, think about like, what do you do? I don't know, man. Just go someplace warm for like a week.
Yeah.
Everybody just feeds me. I tend to think of the players as like very intelligent, like young men who are also bears.
Yeah.
Right. They're like, what do you get to do?
Right.
It's warm. I get to lay in a pool. Everything's, you know, mostly paid for. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not getting paid. That sucks. But there's a buffet.
There is a buffet.
I'm not in Indiana.
There's a better than even chance I'll get into a brawl with my opponents in a belly flop contest.
Huh?
Yeah.
The hotel pool.
A thing that actually did happen.
So I got that going for me. I think that was a different bowl, and I remember that Louisville was one of the teams. But yes, this definitely happened in real life.
Can we all agree Iowa State Twitter will be a nightmare if they beat Notre Dame? Like, they will just... And I'm not even saying undeservedly so, but they will be like, the fire rises! We will tear down the existing superstructure and build a new world in the cyclone image!
And it will be called Camping World.
This Camping World shall become a camping galaxy!
Can you imagine camping with Notre Dame fans?
I think it's glamping.
Yeah.
No, I think I was going to say that's a Radisson.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'd be fine. It'd be cool. Like, you know, like the fans that you actually worried about are the ones who are good at camping.
Right.
And by good at camping, I mean embrace hardship.
Right.
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 Like, I think
you worry about Virginia Tech camping. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking Notre Dame fans who are good at camping. I guess super hardcore true believers who are like, you know, I don't eat for a month because Jesus didn't, that kind of thing.
Oh.
When you say private school,
I feel like those people reject football too, though.
I also don't feel like those are Notre Dame fans.
When you say private school kids who are good at camping, I think into the wild. I'm like, oh, so they'll go into the woods and die. Okay.
You're going to make it like 4 days. Yeah.
Yeah. And Eddie Vedder will write a whole album about you. It'll be great.
Okay. Let's swing wildly in the other direction. Spencer,
another new experience for us.
Spencer, what is the mobile level of this video game?
A Oh, half-sunken battleship. There you go. You're welcome.
Yes.
That's it. It's, you know, boss, you've got to go into the half-sunken battleship and steal the metal.
Yep. Just the metal. Not the metal gear. Just the hunk of metal.
Yeah,
We need mobile metal.
Yeah. You need Alabama Mind. Alabama Mind is located in half-sunken battleship.
Didn't we already go to Alabama? Too bad. Return to Alabama.
We gotta go back.
I think in Kojima's mind, Mobile Alabama would be Mobile Alabama.
Mobile Alabama, yeah.
Like it's the battleship walks.
It's a weaponized Alabama, right.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, do you know that the battleship could just float? No, it must walk.
I like this because if you made like Alabama the state into a mech, it would have a knee brace. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, oh, hey, slow down. No, come on, man.
I see a very big, creaky battleship, right?
Why is that? Why is that mech taking pain pills? This doesn't make sense.
Does this make Florida like Alabama's rascal? Because it's technically a lot of starch.
Yeah.
The panhandle certainly is. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This is. Again, I think for the people involved, a completely different experience because mm-hmm. Mobile's actually a lot of fun. It's got a great like nightlife / bar district.
Right.
I've never met anybody there who didn't simultaneously say that they had a very good time while they were there, but also that the time took a toll on them.
Right.
Third Coast, what's up?
they have their own Mardi Gras, right? And which they label as, oh man, America's original Mardi Gras.
Yeah. They also
They're real uptight about that. They also have the best fried pickles, I think, like per capita per restaurant in the country, and they serve them in spears as God intended.
Yeah, and they also have street pole vaulting in the summer, with an open category, meaning anyone could go down with a pole and attempt to vault in the middle of downtown Mobile for the enjoyment of strangers to watch you impale yourself in the middle of the street.
I would like to read you the most cowardly sentence ever written on Wikipedia. And this is on the Mardi Gras in Mobile Wikipedia page. It's under the subsection, Comparison with New Orleans. Due to the complex web of events in the 300-year history of Mardi Gras in Mobile, it is not easy to compare activities with New Orleans. That's cowardice. Just come out and say it. Take a side, Wikipedia. Which one's great and which one sucks?
So you got to go to the talk page and find the real shit.
Oh, where they
you gotta, got to find the venomous battle between the two factions. There is enough history to come down on one side.
I'll also
my father fought in the Mobile Mardi Gras Wars.
Man, so there's a whole list of Mardi Gras in the United States, and some of the cities on here, like Detroit has a Mardi Gras?
Yes! Yes!
La Crosse, Wisconsin has a Mardi Gras.
I get that.
Orlando has a Holy Cross. San Luis Obispo has a Mardi Gras. Oh, Jesus.
There's a good chunk of Cajuns in Wisconsin, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah, they're Frenchified in La Crosse.
Okay.
The Detroit one, I cannot speak. Well, the name is French. Never mind.
Detroit. Is that French? I've never thought about this.
I don't think it is, but it doesn't matter. We're already
here. I mean, it kind of looks French, right?
Sure.
That's Detroit to you. Miami.
Detroit.
Miami of Ohio is thrilled to be here because, it's not Ohio.
It's not Ohio.
So you escape. You attained escape velocity from Ohio.
Yeah.
A good 2/3 of the team will only come back for their stuff and then leave again in 1 to 2 years. Cajuns are in here. Cajuns had a fantastic year.
I looked up Detroit just now because I'm like, I'm losing my mind, right? Because Detroit was founded by the Cadillac dude. And yes, that's right. Detroit is French for straight, as in like the water feature straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's named for the Strait of Lake Erie. And then the next search result right below that was, why is Detroit called the Paris of the Midwest?
Huh.
I am going to leave the answers to your imagination and we may continue.
Man, I wish the Lions, like, I wish, like, you know, how teams rotate between London. I wish the Lions had one permanent game in Paris.
No, the Lions makes perfect sense in this contest because No, the lines make perfect sense because what's more French than losing all the time and constantly smoking?
She got a point there. It's a strong point, lady.
Hey, Denise, let him eat cake. Let the kids eat cake, Denise.
We haven't had a defense since the 1800s.
So what we did is we took the kids to Verdun, put them in the mud, gave them a bunch of rifles. They loved it.
Fond du Lac time. I'm happy that people got to the Mobile portion of this show and were like, ah, finally, Mobile's come up, and it turned into shitting on Detroit instead.
I think we're finding that Mobile kind of rules in its own semi-humble, not so humble way, but like, I think the challenge in this mission is like, this is kind of the middle of Red Dead Redemption 2, where it's like, all right, we have a pretty good little camp here on a lake. Everything is pretty cool. You know, we're like, we're making money. We could just stay here. You know, we could just stay here, but like, you got this awful boss who's telling you, we have to go to Music City.
You gotta go to Nashville.
Need more music.
I have a plan.
I got a plan. It's to acquire music.
So the Music City Bowl, which may this year feature Tennessee fans who mistakenly bought tickets under a very understandable impression that their team was going here, and last I have seen have still had trouble selling them. So I am hoping they show up and just boo everything. Just boo every play possible.
No, this is the blame resides only with them, because if you've been involved with Tennessee football long enough to buy tickets to a bowl game, you should know you never need to buy Music City Bowl tickets. You can just walk in.
That's fair.
I think the plan should be for them to arrive at the stadium, bring supplies and provisions, and just stay until the Titans game happens.
Can they let you walk in with iPads and just like watch your real game?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
YouTube TV just got PBS. You can set the kids up with some educational programming.
The Music City, I believe, is on the same time as Cal, Illinois. So Tennesseans, look what you have as alternate entertainment.
Entertainment's a strong word there. Strong. Now that I've said that, by the way, watch Cal versus Illinois be a 45-46 barn burner.
Illinois brought the best out of Northwestern, didn't they?
That's true. That is hard to do.
Yeah.
Literally the hardest thing to do in all of college football.
Yeah, that's how good of a coach Lovie Smith is. He coached up Northwestern.
Lovie Smith was selling Northwestern like nobody else could, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got a 5-star match out of Northwestern.
Right. So the Music City level, I assume, is the one where the controls change and it suddenly becomes like a rhythm game. And you're like, I don't understand. This was a like point and click RPG before. And you're like, nope, just hammer B. You gotta beat Cowboy McJean's beer.
Press B. Yeah. Press B to boot scoot.
That's right.
Boot. Like this is like it gets a little psychedelic and everything is on rails and it's like okay, the video game director just really wanted to be a movie director and is taking it out on me right now.
Collect as many goo goos as you can.
Just dodging the board's greatest hazard, which is shrieking pedal bars full of bachelorettes.
Yes, for some reason, flinging scooters at you.
Yeah.
Why does the pedal bar? It doesn't matter. Randy, you son of a bitch!
You have to like assemble the ancient poetry of the beaches, the trucks, the cuties with their shorts.
Take these cursive letters and put live, laugh, love on the side of this wall.
That's right. And then take a selfie with it.
Yeah.
Put it on Instagram.
The teams in this are Mississippi State and Louisville, if that matters. It probably doesn't a whole lot. Louisville, pretty cool.
Louisville's had a good year.
It's fun to see Louisville rise from the wreckage of Bobby Petrino.
It is, and
do anything.
It is hard to remember that.
Not to mention Papa John.
It is hard to remember that Mississippi State is only in this game because an Ole Miss player. You all right?
No, I finished your sentence and I've rebuilt this board.
Go ahead.
I've got the whole thing.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what runs right by the stadium? A river.
Yes.
Correct? What are we already doing in this board? We are clearing out the bachelorette pedal bars, right? We are trying to establish a clear path, but in true video game villain fashion, we are but pawns
right,
clearing the way and doing the grunt work for Papa John to flow up the river in his massive Camaro boat and retake Louisville football.
Janine, if I wanted to see a river run through it, I'd go watch Tom Skerritt fish.
And lo, the tap water ran with only garlic butter.
Oh no, it's Purpa John!
Purpa John!
Today I've eaten 50 pizzas in 30 days.
He's only gotten stronger.
Do we need to address the Dave Wannstedt Christmas Carol?
I think we do.
I think we do, yeah.
That was inflicted upon all.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, can I talk about a different Tennessee food bowl?
Yeah.
So this popped up on my Twitter from at Patty Mo. This is the Garth Brooks Breakfast Bowl. It is a real recipe on foodnetwork.com.
I read this and I clicked away before I just clicked it. I was like, oh, it's a breakfast bowl. And I didn't go all the way down the ingredients list.
It's amazing. So it's a Trisha Yearwood recipe.
The key ingredient.
So the ingredients are 2 tablespoons of butter, 8 large eggs. This serves 4. So be cool. 1 16-ounce bag of frozen hash browns, such as tater tots, thawed. 1 pound of pork sausage, 1 pound of bacon.
Wait, hash browns and tater tots are not the same thing.
They're not. But as you're going to see quickly, Garth is not a picky man.
I'm going to put such as tater tots after a lot of things in 2020.
1 9-ounce package cheese and roasted garlic tortellini.
Hang on. And,
yep, correct. Yep. 10 ounces sharp cheddar grated. Here is how you make it. There are 4 steps. In a large skillet, melt the butter and scramble the eggs. In a separate large skillet, cook the hash browns according to the package directions. In a 3rd skillet, break up the sausage and cook it until it's browned. Remove it and transfer it to a bowl. Cook the bacon in the same skillet until it's crispy. Drain it on paper towels, tear it into pieces. 4th step, cook the tortellini according to the package directions. Layer a large bowl with hash brown sausage, bacon, tortellini, eggs, and cheese, and serve.
Ball?
That fat man climbed a ladder.
This is a breakfast bowl. Sorry, bowl.
I was hoping like it would just you could hold the entire meal in your hand, like an apple.
No.
Bowl is a bowl.
So Garth Brooks for breakfast, when he's feeling demanding, wants Trisha Yearwood to use 3 pans, a pot, and a colander to make him the world's saddest KFC bowl.
This is Garth's special 6-top breakfast bowl.
No veg.
Partners required.
No veggies or fruits. I pooped in my boots.
This picture always sounds so irritated on the Garth Channel interstitials.
So like if we could get. If you are willing to make the Garth's breakfast bowl for your family sometime this holiday season without warning them, please let us know how it goes. Just here's what I want one of you to do. Say, hey, I'd like to make breakfast tomorrow, Mom, and then make Garth's breakfast bowl for the family.
So can I prepare you a meal from my culture?
It's a celebrity recipe.
And remember, the eggs and cheese go on top. So they're going to have to get a layer down before they realize you put fucking tortellini in their breakfast.
That's what really
it's called Italian surprise.
Yeah. I might try it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know what? If you eat that, you shall not be free for a couple hours.
Oh, P.S. Mom, you have to do the dishes because I just needed 3 skillets.
That's what they call them, old Garth 3 skillets, bro.
Who has 3 skillets?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
Keep up, peasant.
Just tell them we get your home. 3 skillets.
Taking over a hibachi. Cook some Garth Brooks pasta.
You need.
Man, I don't know how big y'all stoves is, but one of my skillets is going to have to be outside the fire.
Oh, man. There's 3 skillets. 1 for Garth, 1 for Trisha, 1 for Chris Gaines. All 3 of them.
Is that the Trinity in your religion?
That is the Trinity in my religion. Although if this is our communion, then man, we're not leaving. I'm not going more than 50 feet from a toilet for a good 3 hours.
Flesh of my flesh. More flesh of my flesh. Keep it coming.
And hash browns.
Oh my God, there's so much flesh.
Tater tots.
Shelf stable tortellini would have been a great present for the baby Jesus because, you know, being a new mother makes cooking the last thing you want to do, and it doesn't even need refrigeration.
Holly, I imagine the Shia Sunni split in this religion is whether tater tots count as hash browns or not.
All I know is that I'm glad I didn't know how it would end when I ate Williamson. It.
You said that you imagine this. Boy, you're both in Williamson. Are you guys in Williamson or Davidson County?
We're in Davidson.
Okay. Just look outside your front door. Mm-hmm. This is going to be more like, I think, more like the Yugoslavian Civil War, like house-to-house fighting is what I'm envisioning.
Yeah, because you need another bathroom.
Dictums on these potatoes. Can we call those the Totticisms?
Jesus.
Wow.
See, folks, we're topical.
The Sun Bowl features Florida State.
The motherfucking Sun Bowl.
Wait, one last thing.
Yeah, sorry.
10 ounces of cheese is not a lot for the rest of this recipe.
Yeah, because there's already cheese in the tortellini.
Yeah, this is just bonus cheese.
Why are they just sprinkling a tiny bit of cheese?
It's just garnish cheese.
Hmm. Oh, God. Okay.
Also, I promise you, that's not how much cheese he actually wants. But Trisha was like, Garth, I'm not putting 25 ounces of cheese on the recipe for the Food Network. I'm not doing it.
Is there like a little wink right next to 10 ounces?
Doesn't cheese come in like 16-ounce bags?
Yeah. But I
think you can sixth of a bag out, or are you going to just dump everything in?
I think you can buy a block, like a block of cheese is sometimes 10 ounces. That might be where that comes from. But also, like, Garth also probably adds shit to this. Garth's like, hey, can you throw a couple French toast sticks in there, too? Just for texture. Don't worry.
She looks over at there like, I'm sure that they're wealthy enough to have a chef or a cook, right? Yes. So Trisha just looks over and goes, we're two of a kind, working on a dead spouse. You keep eating this shit, you're going to be 12 feet under.
12, because we'll bury you at 6, but you'll sink.
That's it. You think you're staying below the water table with this? Hell no.
And now a 21 skillet salute.
Yeah.
You eat this, they bury you 6 down, and the earth itself is like, oh, holy shit.
Well, I swear to God, my dad just walked in and turned on the Titans game. Ryan Tannehill just completed a long pass. What year is this?
Yeah.
He's apparently good now.
Huh. The Sun Bowl features states Florida and Arizona. It will either be...
Pass.
Okay. What is the sun level then?
You have to go to the sun.
Yeah.
And do...
Usually to go to the sun, you have to recharge it, repower it, something like that.
Yeah.
It's usually like you got to fire.
Oh, so we're taking Garth's dense breakfast bowl, shooting it into the heart of the dying sun, and refiring it for another... 50,000 years.
That's just going to clog why do you think they call it the heart of the sun? That's just going to clog the sun's arteries.
It'll give it enough energy to get through its morning calisthenics.
Holly, you look at that recipe and tell me that isn't a big ball of gas waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, fair point.
Yeah. And this is also because Papa John has shut down the sun, right?
Man, y'all, the sun's going to bounce back for this and buy his wife, the moon, a Peloton.
Papa John doesn't see color, and now he can't because he killed the sun.
That's right.
Now no one will see color.
That's right. Give me back my company, Mark Shapiro, and I will give you back the sun.
Man, Papa John not being able to see color would really explain his choice of neck makeup.
I mean, he is a lustrous color of stroke red.
Yeah. Sunburnt, really, is what he is.
Yeah,
he
see?
Does... Papa John looks like he accidentally sleeps outside a lot. Like a lot.
In the daytime.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
yes.
In the
like
daytime
3 o'clock.
On the hood of a car.
Yeah. Right.
Like he's getting gently broiled from all directions, like one of those bagel toasters that takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, the ones with the little like that at
the
a hotel.
Conveyor belts?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Sun Bowl, by the way, now that the CBS is getting out of the SEC game.
Is this now their only college football property?
Just about this. So you have this, Army, Navy, and some minor like CBSSN stuff. But like, I love
a lot of pent-up
the Sun Bowl, right? The first and the last. Like,
I like the idea that they will now pivot to like just on Saturdays, they'll just be like, road to the Sun Bowl.
Yes.
And they'll just make Houston Nutt sit in the studio talking about, like, who's got the best chance to get America's greatest prize?
When you get to play in the weird grand uncle of them all, all right, you know that you've made it.
When Houston is, like, literally leading the road to El Paso. There's a parade every single year across the country.
Come on, everybody. There's a wide open shot here, too, for them to kind of lean into the already existent apocalyptic edges of the Sun Bowl that Jason covered on BannerSociety.com, where we work.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit last week. You also check it out. Like, you know, the Sun Bowl until the heat death of the universe. Right. And then some.
Right. Yeah.
Then we will fight in the shade on the sidelines.
Under the hill. That's the only shade.
Yeah.
The one hill that everyone is screwing on.
And then you meet...
Hand jobs.
Just hand jobs from hand job hill.
Hi, Dad.
The other manager that you... the other thing you meet here is you meet the manager of the Sun, who is a cantankerous, but...
Cato Kalin.
No, it's Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards is the manager of the Sun.
Devils! Oh, wow, you're right!
Yeah.
He does serve the Sun's dark purposes.
He does, but he's also... It's also just my job!
Yep.
But he doesn't know that, right?
No. The man worked for the Jets. He clearly has no idea what it's like to work for an evil organization knowingly.
Well, like, he's too
lawful neutral to really perceive,
you know.
Sun's check's clear. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Sun has really been going center five for a long, long time.
It's true.
Good enough. It's doing good enough.
So yes. I think we're at final boss territory, the final level. Which
the Texas Bowl.
I think the Texas Bowl in Texas is as good a setting for the final showdown and last level of any kind of game.
Yeah.
As you could find.
Yeah. This bowl has, at various points before the Texans bought it, like basically went bankrupt. I think like in its original second iteration is the Houston Bowl. They reached the point where they were like, yeah, the bowl hasn't paid the conferences the money that it owes. So we should do something about that. But the Texas Bowl lives on despite its debts.
This was around the time when the NFL Network tried broadcasting WMU Rice live from Houston to an audience of like 100,000 people.
The NFL, it's only good with money.
This was also, you could also tie the previous Blue Bonnet Bowl into this lineage.
Right.
This thing has been like... dying and rebirthing itself forever, which that's pretty good for a final boss,
right? It's been going through bank. Oh, that's true. Yeah, it does like have multiple forms.
So maybe you beat
it's like
once,
super,
it
super
blue
mecha
bonnet,
blue
right?
bonnet. Actually, you know what this is? The Blue Bonnet Bowl. They changed the name about halfway in. They called it the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl.
Whoa.
Because like Houston has rockets.
Sure.
So like now we're talking about fucking space flowers. Like, yeah, this bowl does have a lineage of like sprouting new, more horrifying versions of itself.
Folks, the eyes of Texas are coming from space.
We gotta move. The eyes of Texas are upon us.
Why do you think space got a telescope? I still don't have a good Herm Edwards accent. It's been a full season.
No, I knew who you were channeling.
Was it the volumetrics that did it?
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
Right. I see asking Herm Edwards if it's hot on the Sun to be a question that I would want to hear him.
No. Sure. Space is cold.
It's all in your mind.
It's only hot if you feel hot.
You feel hot right now? Yeah, I'm on the Sun, Herm. That's in your head.
Oh man. Is there a scenario in which the much ballyhooed, multi-level business culture of Arizona State goes full Six Sigma and goes like walking over hot coals on retreat?
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Give this to me.
Earth doesn't rotate around the Sun. Earth rotates around Arizona State.
Yeah. Also, all the people there like listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. They're like, it is all in your head, bro. I took DMT and I walked on that fire and I didn't feel a thing.
Yeah, man. I heard him interview Herm Edwards for 2 hours and 13 minutes. It was amazing.
It was really good. I listened to it while I was at Planet Fitness.
Sorry. While I was getting kicked out of Planet Fitness.
While I was explaining to Planet Fitness employees why they should eat their own fingers. It's the latest health craze. I heard about it on Joe Rogan. Eat your fingers.
Good. Yeah, drink your own pee.
It'll make you live to the age of 300.
What are we... Jason, what is the next personal habit you have that is going to be taken up by Silicon Valley assholes that you're going to have to get rid of.
This is good. We should get ahead of this.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, yeah. Joe Rogan is going to be like, hey, guys, I've discovered running about 6 miles. And I would be like, fuck. I have nothing now.
Because am I remembering this right? Before the accidental intermittent fasting thing, you were barefoot running and then like...
Oh, I know what it'll be.
You discovered it and you had to quit.
Silicon Valley is going to be like, it turns out shorts make you more productive. Yes. Cancer out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be like, hey, we went to private schools and we all wear shorts now. I guess I'm going back to the old country and I'm wearing kilts.
Okay,
like
so all
the Cleveland Browns punter.
Reading the New York Times headline right here, you know, for lower legs, comma, a glimpse of the world.
A glimpse of the future and freedom.
This is horrifying.
So all we got to do is we just have to be ahead of them. All right, this is where, if you know how to make an app, please contact us so we can make SHRTZ short shirts.
And then the next step past this, because Jason's going to go to wearing kilts, so we'll need the next app, which will be
SKRTZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one will be kilts, which is KYLTZ.
Yeah.
Kilts. Oh, we got the ads right here, y'all. Kilts for men.
For men.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Too long you've been constrained by the duopoly of...
The duopoly of left.
Why does big government want to keep your left leg from cuddling up to your right leg?
Why regulate movement?
Oh, it's going to, you know what's going to be terrible is like the business assholes who come up with this. They're going to be like, yeah, I figured out I could just like slip my dick over to one side and never even like unzip or take my pants off to piss. I just piss down one short leg. Can't do that with pants.
Bro, it's healthier. It is so much healthier. You're returning your body's nutrients to itself. Remember, flowers can't water themselves, but we can.
Your legs are sweating on each other. That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's why we have thumbs, right? That's why we developed thumbs and plants didn't, all right? And that's why we eat plants. That's why plants don't eat us. And that's what I was thinking when I was fighting Evo Morales in the spirit realm, as I did the other night. Joe Rogan's over here like, man, that's crazy.
You really did that?
Wow, you did that, bro? That is so wild.
If you go to homefieldapparel.com, you can pick up some Dayton Flyers kilts right now.
That is so wild, bro.
In this game, we have Mike Gundy and Jimbo Fisher, who I think make for a horrifying pair of final bosses.
No, but absolutely.
The
least likable aggregate. Is this like the least likability aggregate between two coaches of any bowl game? No, I'm sorry. I forgot Alabama and Michigan are playing.
Also, like Mike Leach has been.
That wasn't a bit. I really did forget.
Mike Leach is facing the grouchy Service Academy coach.
Never mind. I stand very much.
But there. It is on the medal stand. I think that's fair. There.
Yeah. Gundy at least has his like amusing meme moments when he's not being like horrifying uncle.
Place should be familiar to Gundy.
But definitely, if you think of two coaches that will be happy to be in the Texas Bowl, it's not these two.
No,
these two rich motherfuckers.
Texas is rich, just like Jimbo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like Mike Gundy, yeah.
Yeah, also rich. Not as rich as Jimbo is. I'm sure Jimbo is about to remind him.
Hey, Mike Gundy, invest in shirts.
I'm rich. I'm richer than Garth Brooks' breakfast.
I just really want the moment where Jimbo leans over to Gundy and says, hey, how do you get your hair to grow like that?
Or alternatively, Jimbo shows up to the press conference with a full mullet of his
wearing
own.
A mullet, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's always looked like this. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ask him what the secret
is. Just styling
is.
It differently.
Is it Jimbo buys Gundy's mullet? Because I'm just that rich. No. I bought his hair.
You know what the secret is? You put tortellini in your breakfast.
Just poof, your hair pops right up.
Yeah.
You know, tortellini does look like a pin curl.